This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Brant Lawless, J.J. Peterson, these are two signees that academically have some work to do before they can join the Tennessee football program. J.J. Peterson is in a better spot than Brant Lawless. You know, J.J. Peterson is just cleaning up some schoolwork. Maybe that GPA needs to go up a little bit. He has the ACT score. And if you're just tuning in and you didn't hear the first part of the show, the way the NCAA academic requirements work is that there's a sliding scale. So the higher your GPA, your core GPA is, I guess the lower your ACT score can be. The lowest possible outcome that you can have and still be able to go to college and play and be eligible your first year is a 2.3 core GPA and a 75 ACT sum. And that sum is English, math, reading, and science. So you can have a 2.3 GPA and a 75 ACT sum. Now, when I was coming out, you can have a 17 on the ACT, and I think the core was like 2.0.
It was too flat.
Yeah. And
which is a C minus average, correct?
Yeah. Charlie? And
I'd have to check.
Yeah. Senioritis kicks in at all levels. High school, college. And so I had my ACT score, but I had to clean up
C plus.
Some stuff. I had to clean up some stuff too. With my classwork. I had the science class. It was serious. And my high school is one of the best academic high schools in the state. Y'all saw pictures of the new school they built.
No, it's tight.
It looks like a college. They're not building a new school for idiots. Like, my school, very proud that I was prepared for college. Very prepared for college. So my high school courses were very, very tough at times. Which was good. Senioritis and you know, losing a little bit of focus. Man, I put myself at risk. I was scared. No one ever knew that. It wasn't like this situation with, you know, J.J. Peterson where people are reporting that he still has work to do. And no, I was good to go. But I know, and people around me know, that it was a little touch and go. Brant Lawless, on the other hand, his situation is a little bit dicier because it's more of the standardized test score that
a little more complex.
Yeah, and I just really hope that those guys are able to qualify and be able to get in here and compete because golly, we need them. We need them at the end of the day. So. Well, that's what's going on with those two guys. Let's get to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, and let's bring in Kenny. Kenny, good morning.
Man, what's up? What's up, Jason?
Kenny, where you been, man?
Oh, man, listen, I listen to you guys, man. They changed my hours at the job.
Okay.
Then, you know, I could have worked for National Liquor Services, so I've been on a bucket truck. So
okay.
Basically, yeah, I got somebody with me, can't really talk much, but, man, Dude, listen, it's a blessing. I heard you got a new studio now, right? Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah, new studio.
Yeah, so the Most High, man, he's good. So, yeah, you know, y'all doing well, and I'm happy for you, man.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. We've endured some bumps in the road, but it's been for the best, and it's been totally worth it to be able to broadcast, you know, here at the house, built studio in the house, and, you know, have sponsors, have people believe in you, and a lot of people help kind of make this a reality. Office Furniture Outfitters, and you know, had an electrician, had to put extra, you know, had to put an extra circuit in here, and had a contractor come in and kind of and build out the studio, and just a lot of people helped along the way. My engineer was so gracious. You know, he has 25 radio stations across a couple states that he work on, but to come here and hook all my stuff up. Now I paid him now. Yeah. He ain't working for free.
He made you a priority though.
Yeah, but for him to schedule me and come get this done and kind of see my dream and want to see me succeed. A lot of people helped me make this a reality, and so it's been very good, to be honest. And it's listening quality, I hope, has been better kind of on your end with the app. We got a new app and got a new audio processor and stuff like that. So the audio processes, and hopefully it sounds really clean on your end. So a lot has went into making the listening experience better. And I'm very excited, very blessed, humble to be in a situation, because there's not a lot of people that's doing this, you know, buying their own airtime, having their own studio, own equipment, owning their own stuff, doing it all by themselves. There's not a lot of people doing it like we are. And so I'm very, very fortunate.
Well, you know, Jason, man, my father always told me, man, hard work pays off. So hard work and being good to people, and that's one thing. You know, I can tell you're a worker, brother. And I can also tell you're a good person. So, man, you know, you is well deserved, man.
Thanks.
It's well deserved.
Thank you.
Absolutely. But, yeah, man, yeah, I miss you. But I'm telling you, man, I'm still going to get up there, Jason. I talked to the wife. I told you, man, I have a son that's autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we transferred, or actually not, we moved from Antioch to Hendersonville, my new home.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a little transition for him, man, you know, as far as just getting adjusted. So we've been really grinding out with him, man. But, you know, he's improving the school. He's going to what's his name? He's going to Station Camp. He's in elementary, but you know, they got Station Camp, junior high school.
Okay.
What's the receiver, man?
Josh Dobbs. Yeah, Josh Dobbs went to Station
Josh
Camp.
Malone.
No, Josh Malone. My goodness.
Josh Malone.
Why did I say Josh Dobbs?
Yeah.
Josh Malone.
Yeah, Josh Malone.
So,
yeah,
Gallatin.
What's it
called? Yeah, I guess in Gallatin, right? It's around the outskirts of where I live. But, yeah, man, but like I said, we're blessed, man. And I'm going to come up there and hang out with you guys and have a good time, man. I want the wife to meet you. I think my wife is a husband like you, so.
Yeah,
man. So it's going to be all good. But, man, hey, listen, I want to hold you guys up, man. I didn't call to talk football, man. I pretty much like what's going on. Everything seems to be kind of smooth. I'm just kicking back, man, and enjoying it, man, and enjoying the process. You know, I love the fact that Coach Foreman is our AD, man. So I'm kind of in Tennessee heaven right now. So this is all good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're happy, Kenny. I remember some phone calls where you got emotional, my brother. That's because you love Tennessee, and Tennessee was not looking the way it needed to look, the way that you remember Tennessee when you first fell in love with Tennessee. So I appreciate your passion, man. I appreciate your support, and thanks for the phone call.
Hey, keep grinding, Kenny.
Hey, take care, fellas.
Thank you, Kenny. Miss Kenny, man. I miss Kenny.
I love Kenny, dude.
Yeah, man. Glad
stuff's Kenny
going
good always for him, brought though. The energy.
Yeah, I miss Kenny. I'm glad that he, you know, I'm glad he's doing well.
Mm-hmm. But love the priorities, you know. Family going through a change. You got to focus on that before you get back in the normal routine.
Family first.
There you go.
Let's get to Jay. Jay, good morning.
Swain, man, I get back from Texas, and I hear you on the airways, on the radio.
Yeah, man. 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports, my friend.
Yeah, you big time, man. Good things happening to good people. That's always nice to see, man.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I'm happy to see it. Swain, well, I tell you what, I feel like I've died and gone to heaven because it's about 70 degrees out here, and I came from Texas where it was 98 degrees every day. So this is amazing. I don't know what's up.
I don't know how people do it in Texas. I mean, I don't know how people play football in Texas with that turf field. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about 98 degrees, and then turf field adds about 20 degrees.
We're not talking Nick Lachey.
Like, I've seen kids' cleats melt off their feet. Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen it. The heat in Texas is unreal. It's dry. Oh, my gosh. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's dry. And I tell you what, Dwayne, I almost did a spiritual dance when I saw a cloud come through. Because there ain't no clouds, man. Like, if we got a cloud to cover up the sun, I almost cried tears. I mean, it was unreal.
I'm with you, man.
Man, I will say, of Texas, The weirdest weather experience of my life. The only time I have ever experienced it snowing on Christmas Day, I was at my cousin's house in Fort Worth, Texas. That's the only time.
Well, you know, that Dallas area will get some snow now. They'll get some ice and some snow and some colder weather. But I tell you what, Austin, Texas is just, whew.
It's in the desert. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's awful. But, guys, I wanted to ask y'all something about this. Is it Lytiker, the one that's being held up right now?
No, that's it's Brent Lawless.
Lawless. I get them confused. Lawless. What? I mean, obviously details aren't coming out, Swain, but could this be that we're trying to get that kid from Clemson?
No. This is not Tennessee, you know, deciding not to take a kid. That would be a PR nightmare. He signed a letter of intent. So no, they want him to come in. He still has to get the proper test score and all that good stuff. That's kind of what they're waiting on to see if he's going to qualify or not.
Well, you know, that article I read, I don't know who it was by, like maybe Rivals or 247, but he acts like he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, it was
like
it was Austin Price yesterday released it, and you know, it made us kind of speculate a little bit, but it has to be academics. I mean, it had to be academics.
Yeah, what could it be? We were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah. And, right. You know, after, you know, talking to some folks, it is academics. And maybe he's embarrassed by that. And I understand that.
He could be. Yeah, I mean, that's tough. But I just thought it odd. I was like, well, what do you mean you don't have no idea? You don't have any idea why you can't enroll in college? I mean, you know, surely somebody would explain something to you. So
yeah.
I thought that was a little odd. But
he doesn't know if he's going to be able to, because he's, you know, looking, you know, waiting for that score to come back and see if he's going to qualify. And maybe, you know, he just worded it differently or wrong, whatever. Yeah. He is a high school player going into college, so he's not seasoned when it comes to interviews. But maybe he just doesn't know, you know, when he's going to get the score back or when he's going to get news. But to be on the edge academically – and not know why you may not be in, I think that is a little silly. Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, let me ask you all this. I want to talk some basketball real quick.
Yes.
For LeBron James, I genuinely feel bad for that guy. Yeah. I genuinely feel bad for him.
I do too.
But are the if Skip Bayless is starting to defend LeBron and say the Warriors, their act is getting old. And when Skip Bayless does it, of all people, are the Warriors becoming the villain? Because I'm kind of feeling the same way. I'm getting tired
totally.
Of their shtick. I'm getting tired of Draymond Green. I'm getting tired of them showboating and shimmying. I am pulling for LeBron so bad in this finals.
Jay.
I want them just to take over and just ram it down their throats, because I'm kind of getting sick of them. Like it's not because they're winning. You know, they say everybody hates you because you're winning. They truly are becoming the villain, I believe.
I said that to Swain and Ben yesterday off air. I don't think I said that on air. It was off air. I said, man, the Warriors are just hateable right now. They just really, whatever it is.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. You know, Steph Curry, I remember when he was coming out, Davidson, you know, no one really thought he was going to be an NBA player. Didn't know if he could be a point guard. And, you know, he's developed into a point guard, two-time MVP, and he's the best shooter of all time. And, you know, people loved him because, you know, it's Under Armour shoes. They have a scripture there on them, on every shoe. But we've seen Steph kind of transform a little bit. And it doesn't bother me because, I like the confidence. I like that. That adds edge to your game. It makes you kind of the player that you are. But I can see how Steph Curry is rubbing folks the wrong way. Here's my problem with the Warriors, Jay.
What's up?
The Warriors, man, they act like they're not super team. You got exactly. The second best player in the world, the best shooter of all time, arguably the top five best shooter of all time, Klay Thompson. And y'all over here trying to trash talk LeBron when y'all know dang well LeBron doesn't have the help. LeBron put up 50 on you guys, almost put up a 50 triple double on you guys. And y'all over here trash talking him when you know he doesn't have help. That's my problem with the Warriors, man.
That's my problem, Swain.
Yeah.
You hell in the head, bro.
Yeah, that's like you being a with a group of guys, okay? It's you and four other dudes. And one guy is talking a bunch of trash, and y'all jump him. And then y'all talk trash about how y'all beat him up. You're supposed to beat him up. You got five dudes with you. That's my problem with the Warriors, man. That's my problem.
Exactly. LeBron's out here giving them the business every night.
The business.
And they know good and well. They know good and well that he has no help. And he's still giving it to them. They know who's getting the ball, who's going to score, and he's still giving them to them. And they still want to, you know, talk trash. That's what I can't stand.
Yeah. LeBron is heads and shoulders better than everybody else in that court. It ain't even close.
Think about who's on that court with
him. Yes. It's a man amongst boys.
And think where he's at in his career. 15th year. 34.
Kevin Durant looks two or three notches below LeBron. He was closer, actually, last year. LeBron's on another level. But they'll be trashing LeBron.
Here's what I hope happens. I hope the Warriors stay together. I hope LeBron leaves Cleveland and goes to some type of super team. And then the Warriors will find out what's really up then. If he can go to somewhere where he can get some help, he don't need much. I mean, the thing is, they ain't getting really, like, blown out. He's staying. He's keeping them in the game. If he can go somewhere and get a couple players to help him out, I would love to see that next year.
Yeah,
I would love that.
Me too, man. Me too. I'm with you, Jay. Hey, thanks so much for the phone call, man. So we didn't have enough time for this for what? But at Insider Food, your Twitter account should be suspended for this.
Mm.
Because yesterday, they decided to post a video of a Portland restaurant that serves vegan barbecue.
Wait, how's that?
You heard me.
Huh?
Vegan barbecue.
Now, I will...
Where are you getting that barbecue from?
I don't know. I don't want to say that I'll defend it. That's disgusting.
Like ribs.
That's disgusting, but...
Look at big fish sticks.
I will say this. My sister-in-law's a vegan. Strict vegan. And so I've learned some about vegan foods.
That's fine.
The advancements that have been made in the making vegetables look and taste like meat, that whole category of food, is actually pretty incredible.
Keep it to yourself.
She told me she tried a burger. She told me she tried a burger at a restaurant in California a few weeks ago that was so realistic. She said she had to like bring people out, and she was like, "Are you sure that this is vegan?" She said she didn't feel comfortable eating it because it was so realistic. And they were like, "Absolutely, it is vegan." Like, you can have it pretty realistic. I don't know.
Keep your barbecue vegan to yourself. Keep it to yourself.
Unless you have a health reason or a health concern, and the reason being you're a vegan, I judge a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
I did vegan for 2 weeks.
My diet is terrible, and Charlie can attest to that.
Oh, it is terrible. Yeah.
But
truth.
Oh. That hurts my soul.
I wanted to try it out. Arian was all vegan when he was playing for the Texans. And I told him, I'll try it for 2 weeks. And I tried it. It was tough at first. It wasn't that bad. But barbecue is about putting meat on the grill. Okay? If you want to put some barbecue sauce on a piece of whatever you call it, tofu or whatever, that's fine. It doesn't make it barbecue. It just makes it tofu with barbecue sauce on it.
Ugh.
Barbecue is when you put the meat on the grill, and it's the process of smoking the meat to get this tender, just piece of just heaven. That's barbecue. That's why this Twitter account, I am reporting for spam and offensive language. This barbecue spot is all vegan. I'm sorry. I don't smell any smoke. I don't smell any hickory. Or mesquite or pecan wood or peach. I don't smell anything. I don't smell it. I smell a bunch of Northerners. A bunch of Yankees. That's what I smell. Barbecue spot vegan. Get that out of here. If that was a shot, if this tweet was a shot, I would block it like Mutombo. Get out of here. I'll swat to the stands and get a technical foul for chest bumping you, getting in your face. Barbecue spot all vegan. This is disrespectful.
Out here eating cat.
This is disrespectful.
Disgusting.
What's wrong with you people? This is sick. Gosh. Barbecue spot all vegan. Ribs and chicken and pork. Let me go to break.
That place, as you may have guessed, is in Portland, Oregon. Like that pretty much, that's about right, I would say. It's called Homegrown Smoker Vegan Barbecue.
I bet ain't no smoke.
What are you smoking?
I bet you don't smell any smoke when you walk out, when you walk up to the door. When you know you're at a barbecue spot, when you smell
how
the smoke.
Like 2 miles down the road.
You hungry before you sit down.
Gonna smoke your tofu?
You over here putting barbecue sauce on tofu and calling it ribs.
Sad.
The nerve. This got to be like a violation. You got to do jail time for this, man. At least probation. This is not right. All right, hour three continues after this.
Hour three of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in, they care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
We now return to the program. It's A Debtful Life.
2 auto loans, 6 credit cards. Sometimes I wish I'd never taken out all this debt.
Oh, you should never say that, especially since Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt.
Who are you? Are you an angel?
Close. I'm a loan officer at Alcoa 10.
Teacher said that whenever you hear cha-ching, someone refinance a loan at Alcoa 10.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Equal housing lender.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerrica Steele and Butler Vines and Babb fight for you.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
Hour three, powered by Low T Center, lowtcenter.com. Feel like you again? We can help. Today's lunch special at Dead End Barbecue is a brisket French dip, smoked sliced brisket, Swiss cheese, au jus served on a warm hoagie roll with one side. Oh my goodness, Dead End Barbecue. Today's lunch special.
Fighting those vegans on a daily basis.
Take that, Yankee vegan barbecue eaters. Take that. This
Portland
month,
hipster losers.
That's right. Well, June is Men's Health Month at Low T Center. And to celebrate Men's Health Awareness Month, Low T Center is offering a special testosterone and prostate level test for only $50. So call the local Low T Center, which is 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com for more information. Take advantage of that special this month. Again, Men's Health Month is June. Low T Center is offering a special testosterone and prostate level test for $50. In news that we were expecting for some time, when Dwight Clark announced that he had been living with ALS.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
The average after being diagnosed is about 3 years before you lose the battle. And he didn't tell people until last year. So he was kind of battling for 2 years before he even said anything. And when you think about Dwight Clark, you think about the catch, right?
Absolutely.
NFC Championship game against the Dallas Cowboys. Joe Montana is scrambling to his right. He tosses it up. It seems like it's high. Like it seemed like it's going out of bounds. And Dwight Clark climbs a ladder and goes and gets it and catches it with his fingertips when there were no gloves being worn in the NFL. And Dwight Clark was a 10th round draft pick from Clemson. And I saw a little special on him on ESPN this morning. And I ain't gonna lie, I dropped some tears. I mean, it was hard not to, because the reason why I dropped tears is they made one of their Sundays Dwight Clark Day for the 49ers. And they bring him in. He's sitting up in the booth. They give him a microphone, and he's talking. He's addressing the whole entire stadium. And he says, hey, they asked me what I wanted. Did I want to start a fund? Do I want money? You know, what did I want? And he only wanted one thing, and that was to be around his teammates. So the 49ers flew every single person that was his teammate during that time in for that game. And so all of his teammates are midfield, and they're wearing, you know, Dwight Clark shirts. And, you know, I think about just sports and how sports brings people together. It just brings people together. Knowing that you're going to be leaving this earth and you're going to leave behind a wife and three kids and so many things you can do. But he just wanted to be around his teammates. And they won a lot of games. You know, he was part of that team that kind of started the dynasty, won the first championship with the 49ers, and they went on to win 5 and 15 years there. But
yeah, the catch in the, what, 81 NFC playoffs, yeah, I think?
Against the Dallas Cowboys.
One and of went the most on. Famous sports pictures ever taken.
Yep, they went on, they beat the Bengals there for, you know, for the Super Bowl. But he passed away yesterday at the age of 61. One of the greatest.
You know, it was tough to see that tweet that came out from his account from his wife.
Yeah.
But you could also kind of read into it that there's also a bit of they're thankful because there's no longer that struggle. There's no longer that waiting game of knowing the end result but having to watch your loved one wither away.
Yeah.
It's tough, especially if you've lived it before, regardless if it's ALS or if it's Alzheimer's, dementia, whatever it may be.
Yeah. I remember 2015, and it was Sunday, so I was doing the Sunday Sports Talk show, and my family was with me that day, so they hung out in the studio, and so we leave, and we're on our way back home, and so I get a phone call from Jabari, and he tells me that Dan Brooks passed away, got in a car accident the night before. I was on 40. I had to get off the road and just stopped. And that was tough, man. You know, I lost it right then. It was hard to kind of hold back those tears. And that was like tragic, sudden news right there. I remember following kind of Craig Sager's battle with cancer and how he was still working for TNT and covering the games and going through all the chemo and everything that he went through to still do what he loved to do, which was cover NBA. And when he passed away, their family seemed like they were more at peace because they knew it was going to happen and he didn't have to suffer anymore. And it kind of reminded me of this with Dwight Clark. You know, he'd been fighting this battle for 3 years.
Stuart Scott,
yes,
ESPN.
Yeah.
Similar situation.
Same thing. You know, you battle this disease for so long, and just, you know, you're not hurting anymore. But we lose a legend, one of the best, and one of the most important pieces of that 49ers dynasty. So,
no easy catch, was it?
Oh no,
Joe Montana slinging one,
God, that was
humming one into the back corner,
amazing,
and your full extension hauling it in with fingertips.
Great catch, man.
Fingertips, no gloves.
Great catch,
incredible.
Yeah, just that picture alone reminds me of. Just watching NFL films as a kid. You ever watch that with?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Was it Ed Sable?
Yeah, yeah.
Hosted and
Steve
Sable. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That picture just reminds me of that. I mean, it's just such a seminal photo.
Yeah.
Image as far as the NFL goes. I love that.
Toyota Knoxville, proud sponsor of the Legend of Tennessee 2018 football camp. It's a 3-day camp from June 14th. To the 16th, starts at 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. each day during that time. It's at Northview Academy High School there, their football stadium, 2719 Northview Academy Lane, and Kodak, Tennessee. You can register online at utlegendscamp.eventbrite.com or email Jabari Davis at coachdavis34@gmail.com. Skill and development for ages 7 to 14. The fee is $175. It's a 3-day camp. Remember, registration will be at 8:30. So make sure if you're not registered, pre-register just makes everything so much easier. But T-shirts, lunch, autographs, prizes, and a number of guys that will be serving as coaches at the Legend of Tennessee football camp. Of course, you got Jabari Davis, you got Tony Robinson, myself, I'll be there, Gerald Riggs, A.J. Johnson, Fred White, Chris Treese, Cedric Houston, D'Angelo Lloyd, and Eric Westmoreland. So we will be your coaches there for that camp. Looking forward to it, and Jabari's done an awesome job putting things together, and the sponsors have been great assisting, and big shout-out to Toyota Knoxville for also helping make this camp possible. So get registered for that camp, or you can just hit Jabari up on Twitter and he can give you some information as well. All right, let's get to the B-Dry waterproofing hotline and let's get to David. David, good morning.
Hey, welcome to your new show, buddy. I wish I could get it on the radio. I'm just a little too far to get a signal, I guess.
Man. Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
But this topic is really close to my heart. I lost my dad in 2015 to ALS, and he's lucky that he had the slowest version, if you can call it luck. My dad was gone in 6 months. It devastated him.
Mm-hmm.
I would not wish that disease on my worst enemy. It really is heartbreaking. You just go figure a big truck would go drive by right when I'm on the phone. But my daddy loved Tennessee. He actually loved the Niners. We sat and watched that game with Dwight Clark catching that ball. I remember that. And that's awful that he lived with that and didn't tell anybody, because that support that you can get isn't much, but it means a lot to you when you're going through it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No.
But I'm excited for this fall, man. Go Vols. We're going to do better than what people think, I hope.
Amen to that.
I hope so too, David. And man, I really appreciate you calling in and kind of sharing your story.
Yeah, being candid with us.
Now losing a parent is the hardest thing that a young child will ever go through. I can definitely identify with that. And your dad, your superhero. He's your warrior. He's your Hercules. And to not have him anymore, it's very, very tough. So I'm with you there, David. And thank you so much for sharing that with us.
No problem, you guys. God bless you.
Thank you. 865-255-03. Hey, kind of a past summit. You know, we got the news about, you know, her disease, and it was only a matter of time, and you know, it just happened. And,
I mean, that was with Pat Summit. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to not have to deal with a parent passing away yet. But I mean, in a way, Pat Summit, that was almost like losing a parent. That was really, really devastating, just because it made. She was fighting a disease. Obviously, that was Alzheimer's, not Lou Gehrig's disease. But it made someone who was truly a superhero seem mortal, and that, I don't know, that can shake you to your core. Exactly like you were saying, where your dad can be that figure to you. It seems like they're always going to be that person, and then
that's a great point, Charlie.
You eventually find out that we're all human, and that's.
I mean, I remember
fact
seeing,
of life.
You could see her. Not necessarily on an everyday basis, but way more common than any other public figurehead today.
Oh, yeah.
At a grocery store, you see running
the pad many times over
at a big box store, whatever it may be, and she made you seem like, you know, a part of her family.
Mm-hmm.
You could approach her; she was cordial. She was a hero to so many people, not just here in Knoxville, but of course touched so many lives
the world
nationally.
Over, yeah.
So that's a great comparison right there, Charlie. Yeah. Great comparison.
865-255-03 is our telephone number to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store. home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
We get excited for other people. Do you get excited for other people? Be a boring life, you only got excited for you, wouldn't it? I get excited when I see someone that has worked in a specific area to improve their game and they do it. I let them know, you are good. You were outstanding. You paid the price. So you have to then be able to recognize people and give them credit, recognition of performance. Talking about my managers the other day before one of our managers left, Allison Ford's a senior. Actually, that's how I got to know John Maxwell, who's responsible for me being here today. And I said, what do you remember most about this year? She talked about the chemistry of our team and how we were truly a team and how even the coaching staff was a part of a team just like a player, and the managers were included. And she said, and one thing I remember, Coach Summit, is after every road trip, you got on the microphone, whether we're on a plane or a bus, and you said, great job, managers. Is that not a little thing? But think about recognition of performance and what that will mean. And the kids that are constantly trying to prove themselves. Well, it's no different in the workplace. Everyone wants to prove their worth. And to have it recognized is obviously a vote of confidence.
The great Pat Summit via the Pat Summit Leadership Group Twitter handle, and that's when she spoke at the at an event put on by John Maxwell, one of the best leaders of all time. And the quote is, "Do you get excited for other people? It would be a boring life if you only got excited for you, wouldn't it?" And I encourage people to go follow that account. Pat_Summit_LG, because that's all you're going to get, just Pat Summit gems.
No. Which there's countless.
Man.
Woo. She knew what she was talking about.
Yes. 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 Miss me some Pat Summit. 865-255-03. J.J. Peterson looks to be in good shape. 99% chance that he will be here at Tennessee, according to his high school football coach, Rush Probst. So he's qualified with ACT, but just needs to improve the core classes. We also discuss Brant Lawless, who is not here and may be the fall before he gets here, has to do a little bit more work also with his test score. We discussed Ty Chandler, you know, being a cover boy for Athlon Sports. Is it more that Ty Chandler has a lot of upside and he's dynamic, or does it speak to the lack of firepower on this offensive unit? And maybe with this team, you could have put Najee up there. They should have put Trey Smith up there, but maybe they don't know if Trey is going to be okay or not. I think he's going to be back and he'll be fine. But it's always a touch-and-go situation. I've just heard some really positive things about his return. But he's without a doubt the best player in this football team. And
hands down.
This time next year, he needs to be the feature player in the SEC. I don't care if he's a lineman or not. Because Trey Smith has a chance, after 3 years, to be in a top 10 pick. He is that type of player. So it's time to start giving the big boys some love. All this lineman bias, O-line bias that we're seeing in sports. These guys, they don't eat vegan barbecue. They eat real barbecue.
There you go. Amen.
That's right. All right, we'll wrap up the show. Short break, and then be right back after this.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town like a small town.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swain-O, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swain-O, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
If you aren't following the Swain event on Twitter, then are you even on Twitter? Hit that follow button. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, folks thought I was crazy when I mentioned this on Twitter after Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The play-by-play announcer says Celtics could explore Kyrie Irving trade.
Absolutely.
So they've been looking at Braun. I saw that somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. LeBron's not going to the Celtics.
That would be a team, man.
Woo.
He would they'd be a dynasty.
Forever ruin his legacy in Cleveland.
It makes sense if you are the Celtics. Mm. It makes sense to explore, to think about it, because you have Jason Tatum. He's your future. You have a nice piece. What?
You really think LeBron would ever consider going to the Boston Celtics? I'm not
that.
Saying it's
I didn't
all
say
right.
That. I'm saying I'd
be a nice fit.
I didn't say that. Charlie said that LeBron.
I just saw that somewhere.
I'm saying you should consider the Kyrie Irving trade because Jason Tatum is your future. No, I didn't say anything about LeBron. That makes sense if you are the Celtics, because I don't know if Kyrie can play with Tatum and can play with everybody else, because he dominates the basketball, and the Celtics looked pretty dang good without Kyrie.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
They did. So,
and you got Gordon Hayward coming back, who's excellent, but is very much a team player. That team is set up to be very good. That's what I would trade.
Kyrie Irving's trading value is more now than it will be in the next several years. So it will only continue to go down. I'm not saying it's the highest it's ever been.
I would trade him away.
But it's higher now than when the Celtics, I think, even got him, even with the injury.
You can get multiple assets by trading away Kyrie Irving. Like, good. Pretty good.
Probably get a draft pick, too.
Yeah.
Two in the last 3 years, Kyrie's injury has cost his team a chance to win a championship. Two of the last 3 years.
Those kneecaps.
Wait a minute. Maybe it was two out of the last 4 years. Because, yeah, I think it was two out of the last 4 years. The Cavs and the Warriors, they meet. Kyrie gets hurt. He's done. The Cavs lose, I think, 4-1. I think
2015?
So. Yeah, I think that's what happened. And then the Cavs come back. They win it. And then last year, they just lost. This year for the Celtics, Kyrie is out. And, you know, they don't go to the finals because he's out for the season. I don't know if he'd have been better or worse, but you never know because he was out. So it's definitely worth exploring. Not saying you should do it. It's worth exploring and getting some information and feedback back. All right, let's get to the text box this morning before we wrap up today's show and take a look at Facebook Live comments.
Yeah. The top just now, Justin Max said, Tennessee will surprise a bunch of people this year. This team isn't short on playmakers. I agree. It's just short on proven playmakers. It's those guys' chance now. Expect a lot of big plays in the passing game. I say I don't know that to be a fact. I am very much hoping for it, though.
I'm expecting big plays in the passing game.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
In that sense.
I don't know what's going to happen on 3rd-and-8. I don't know. I don't know when you're in situations when you're up and you have to execute a 12-play drive, 14-play drive. You got to eat the clock. You got to give your defense some rest. I don't know what's going to happen in that scenario. I do know that we're going to have big plays through the air because we've made the deep ball a priority, and we have guys that can catch it. We have guys that can get it done. Callaway and Jennings. We have players on the outside that will thrive in the deep ball situations. But when you have to grind it out, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know about our offensive line. I don't know about Ty Chandler being able to carry defenders in the fourth quarter. That's why you went out and you got Banks and you got Mondre London. Maybe you have a better chance to do that. I don't know that part. But the evidence tells me, we'll be a team that throw the ball down the field and be vertical.
What's the most important part? In the team aspect, looking at the offense as a whole, when throwing the deep ball, what's the most important factor, especially if that's your go-to? You're trying to make big plays in the secondary.
Well, you got to have protection.
You got to have time. Quarterback's got to have time.
Yeah, you got to have protection. Yeah.
Offensive line has got to step up big time.
I was about to say.
If you want some deep throws. Else you're going to throw it on the run. We know Jarrett can't throw on the run. Cuts down on accuracy.
I think
Chris is the guy. Can he do that on the run?
The biggest problem you'll find with this team, if I had to guess at this point what it would be specifically the depth on the offensive line and just finding guys late in games who can dig down deep, gut it out against the SEC defensive line. That's going to be a lot to ask of these kids, man. But maybe they can pull something out of the hat.
Ken says, perhaps if LeBron hadn't run off Kyrie, perhaps if LeBron hadn't consistently complained in the public about wanting and needing better teammates, perhaps if LeBron wasn't such a blank and bad teammate, he'll have better players around him to play with. Just a thought.
Somebody's going on for what tomorrow?
Well, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy that LeBron gets labeled as a bad teammate.
I could absolutely see him being tough to play with. I don't know about a bad teammate as in, like, he's hard to deal with. But I could see it. He's going to dominate your game.
He's the best player on the planet. As a teammate, why would you not want him to dominate the game?
He got J.R. Smith paid. He got Tristan Thompson paid. He got Dellavedova paid. Like, when you play LeBron, you got a chance to not only win a championship, but you got a chance to get paid because you're going to look better. Kobe Bryant snitched on Shaq to Shaq's wife. Hello? Kobe Bryant ran off Dwight Howard. Kobe Bryant did this. Michael Jordan punched Steve Kerr in the face.
This is true.
You can't win and be a champion and be the best ever if you're not demanding it as a teammate. Dude, Peyton Manning was demanding as a teammate. Mm-hmm. I heard the stories. You may hate him when you play with him, but he's demanding the best. But we don't ever see that stuff.
I feel like some people who aren't – they don't find enjoyment in watching LeBron play, regardless of their fandom of who they follow and whatnot. They see these arms go up and the way he looks at the ref, and that's what they see. And that's what leads to these other thoughts, these other opinions that I don't buy into.
We've
all known that he will try to get the refs on his side. He will try to work the refs.
He should. He's
got to do something.
He's the greatest. You should get that call. You know, the whole running the Kyrie thing off, that's overblown. LeBron and Dan Gilbert, they don't have a great relationship.
No.
The owner of the Cavs, he wrote a letter dissing LeBron when LeBron left the first time. They don't have a good relationship.
And LeBron's the coach of the team. I mean, Ty Lue doesn't.
Ty Lue is a coach.
He's there.
Ty Lue is a coach.
He does sit on the bench.
Ty Lue is a coach. LeBron may leave again. If you're Kyrie Irving, you don't want to be stuck in a situation where LeBron leaves again and then the team is back to the way it was when they drafted you number one overall. So if you're Kyrie, you don't want to, you know, have your future up in the air. So you don't want the drama. And you requested a trade. I get that. But to say that, you know, LeBron ran Kyrie off, I don't know about all that. But man, I appreciate the take. No doubt about it.
Good conversation.
TCC says the new station deserves a new chant. Rocky Top. Hey, we'll get that to the bosses over there. What else we got?
Yeah,
here,
Johnny Dollar said, does listening on the app help your radio ratings? Yes, it does. Well, not the radio ratings, but it helps our ratings in general.
Just listen. He said,
if not, how can I help? Literally just listening.
Just listen. Listen and tell people about it.
And tell every, if you know anyone that owns a business, say, hey, sponsor the Swain Event.
All right, we got to run. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Have a great day. Peace and love. We are out.